This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indian health officials reported a record of more than 400,000 new daily cases for the first time on Saturday, after 10 straight days of more than 300,000. The grim milestone comes the same day India is opening its mass vaccination drive to all adults, although several states say they have no shots to give. The world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccines has a limited number available. That's not helping a surge in infections, overwhelming hospitals and morgues, while families scramble for hard-to-find medicines and oxygen. India has seen the highest daily count worldwide of any country during the pandemic every day now for 2 weeks. The Federal Health Ministry also recorded 3,500 more deaths on Saturday. Meanwhile, a fire in a COVID-19 hospital near Mumbai killed 18 patients Saturday. The same day, another hospital in the capital, New Delhi, ran out of oxygen for over an hour and lost 8 patients. The U.S. is beginning travel restrictions with India on Tuesday. Turkish police say they arrested hundreds at May Day marches on Saturday after scuffles broke out amid a coronavirus-related curfew. Istanbul's governor's office says 212 people were detained. Some labor unions were allowed to hold memorials to mark the annual May 1st holiday, but the government says others gathered illegally in violation of the lockdown. Riot police were seen fighting with protesters in Turkey's biggest city. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Somali lawmakers canceled a controversial move on Saturday to extend the African president's expired term, a move that might help defuse tensions in the capital, Mogadishu. Somalia's lower house of parliament had voted last month for a 2-year presidential extension without a citizen vote, creating another political standoff in the country. President Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed earlier Saturday addressed parliament and the nation and said he was directing his prime minister to prepare for an election. Mohamed's term expired in February, and the political crisis spiraled into a security standoff last week. Nearly 100,000 people were forced to flee their homes over fears of an all-out war between heavily armed forces split between supporting and opposing the president. America and NATO have begun their final withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending the U.S.'s so-called forever war after nearly 20 years. In mid-April, President Joe Biden had announced the final withdrawal would begin May 1st. Diplomatic and military officials say the packing up began almost 1 month ago. The last 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops and about 7,000 allied forces will be gone by September 11th at the latest, although Western diplomats in Kabul say July 4th is the goal. Israel is reeling from one of the worst ever tragedies, a stampede that killed at least 45 people at a religious festival. Friday's disaster prompted a national outpouring of grief. Devastated families rushed to identify the dead and bury them ahead of the Jewish Sabbath, but there was also anger towards authorities over an accident that experts had long warned could happen. The tragedy comes days before a deadline for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new government. Netanyahu called for national unity, but public anger and grief could further cloud his hopes of remaining in office. NASA's Little Mars helicopter is getting an extra month of flying. Instead of wrapping up flight tests soon, NASA is giving the helicopter at least an extra month to tackle tough new terrain and serve as a scout for its companion rover. U.S. space officials announced the flight extension Friday following 3 short flights. Soon afterward, there was more good news. Ingenuity had aced a 4th flight, which was considerably farther and longer than before. On its 5th flight in another week, the chopper will move to a new airfield on Mars, allowing the rover to start focusing on its own rock sampling mission. Follow us at VOANews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.